请大家打开罗马书第十三章。
Please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 13.
我们已经查考罗马书一段时间，那么我们现在又回到罗马书来。
We've been studying the book of Romans for quite some time now, and today we return to the book of Romans.
我们已经回到十三章。
And we shall come to chapter 13.
我们要从第八节读到第十节。
And we shall read from verses 8 to 10.
罗马书十三章第八节说，凡事不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，常以为亏欠。因为爱人就是完全的律法，像那不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可贪婪，或别有别的诫命，它都包括在爱人如己这一句话之内了。爱不是加害于人，所以爱就是完全了律法。
Romans 13:8. Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed upIn this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is fulfilling of the law.
所以今天我们要跟大家思想的就是爱这个主题。
And the main theme for today's passage is love.
我们要跟大家思想的这个主题爱，是因为这段经文里面所讲的就是爱。
And we want to think about this topic on love because this is exactly what this passage is saying.
所以这段圣经里面，爱出现了这简单的三节经文，爱出现了三次。
And in this simple passage, the word love appears three times.
第八节出现两次。
In verse 8, it occurs twice.
他说要彼此相爱，而且爱人就是完全律法。
Love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law.
第二节第九节说爱人如己，他提到爱。第十节又说爱不是加害人，爱就是完全律法。所以很清楚，这段圣经呢是在讲爱。
And verse 9, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 10, love does no wrong. Love is fulfilling of the law. So very clearly, this passage is about love.
所以这段圣经一开始的时候，你看到第一就是讲到爱的态度。
So the first part, we can see the attitude of love.
他说爱怎么爱呢？爱要好像常以为有亏欠。
And you are to owe no one anything except to love each other. It's like you are owing one another love.
爱就好像你欠别人的债。
It's like you should treat love as though you owe someone something.
啊，所以这个叫做爱的债务。
And this is the debt of love.
所以你欠他，你以为我，他说我们不可以欠别人东西，但是有一个东西呢，我们常常欠，而且还不清，就是爱。
And you are to owe no one anything, but you are to view yourself as owing to everyone love, such that you can never fully repay them.
所以这边讲的是爱的态度。
And this is the attitude of love.
那么同时呢，他也讲到爱到底他的爱谁呢？就是对象。
And then who?Are we to love? That's the object of love.
我们当然是要爱人，这个人是谁呢？我们要大家一起思想。
And we are to love other people. So who is this other people we want to think?
那么同时呢，爱的功用，爱就完全了律法。
And of course, the function of love, love is the fulfilling of the law.
所以我们要知道什么叫做爱，爱为什么会完全律法？
So we want to know what exactly is love and how does that fulfill the law.
为什么保罗在这边提到爱呢？
Why does Paul talk about love here?
他的背景是什么呢？
What is the background?
所以我们就稍微来做一个复习。
So we can revise here.
所以罗马书里面呢，我们知道罗马书我们来到十三章，为什么要提到爱呢？我们要回去第一到第十二章。
And to understand why Paul talks about love here in Romans 13, we need to return to chapters 1 to 12.
当然我们就基本上就是因为神拯救了我们，神改变了我们的人生，我们有新的生命，所以我们必须有新的表现。
Basically, God has saved us, God has changed us, and He has given us new life, and we need to have new behavior.
所以让我们稍微复习一下罗马书到底讲什么。
So let's revise what is the book of Romans about.
所以罗马书呢，第一章到十二章呢，基本上就是教义。十三章，第十一到十一章，一到十一章是教义，十二章到十六章是在讲行为或者行动。
And basically, Romans 1 to 11 is about doctrine, while chapters 12 to 16 is about action or behavior.
所以罗马书一开始的时候，在第一章十六节，如果你翻圣经，你跟着我翻，你就如果你跟着我过去跟我们一起上，跟我们一起一起聚会呢，你就知道我们在讲什么。我们先看第一章十六节，他说保罗说我不以福音为耻，这个就是整本罗马书的主题。他说我不以福音为耻，福音就是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，就是犹太人后至希腊人，因为神的义就在这个福音上彰显出来。
And we begin our revision by looking at Romans 1:16. If you have been with us for some time now, you should know that we have been studying through the book of Romans starting from chapter 1. And in Romans 1:16, Paul writes, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith.
罗马书的主题是神的义。
The main theme of the book of Romans is the righteousness of God.
我们常常讲爱，但是没有注意到神的义才是真正罗马书最重要的主题。
We often speak about love, but we actually miss the main theme of Romans, which is the righteousness of God.
当我们看十字架的时候，我们常常看到神的爱，但是真正十字架要彰显的不但是神的爱，同时是神的义。
When we look at the cross, we often think about God's love.But the cross also shows us God's righteousness.
这个同样的，我们看福音的时候，我们看到福音是要看到神的爱，但是福音同时彰显神的公义。
Similarly, when we look at the gospel, we think about God's love. But the gospel at the same time also demonstrates God's righteousness.
所以这边就讲到说，为什么这个是好消息？他说，为什么福音本是神的大能，要救一切的人呢？很多人说我不需要拯救，但是这里保罗说，第十八节说，原来神的愤怒已经显在一切不虔不义的人身上，这些人是就是阻挡真理，不相信真理，不相信神，不相信神的儿子的人，就是阻挡真理的人。
And Paul writes in verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, or I am not ashamed of the good news.And this gospel or this good news is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. But some people say, I do not need God and I do not need salvation. That's because they do not know what is the bad news. Verse 18 tells us the bad news. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth.
今天我们要跟你讲好消息，什么好消息呢？
Today we want to tell you the good news. And what's the good news?
今天很多人只要听好消息，好消息就是我要健康，我要发财，我要成功。
Today many people only want to hear the good news. They want health, they want success, they want wealth.
但是圣经告诉你，我要告诉你一个好消息，什么好消息呢？我告诉你好消息之前，让我告诉你的坏消息。你现在就处在神的愤怒之中。
But when the Bible tells us about the good news,Before telling us the good news, the Bible tells us the bad news. And the bad news is, right now, you are under the very wrath of God.
很多时候我们问自己，为什么我会遇到这个问题？为什么我会处在这个处境？为什么我会碰到这个问题？我为什么会变成这个样子？我告诉你为什么，因为你现在就处在神的愤怒之中。
And very often we ask ourselves, why am I facing such a problem? Why do I end up with such a difficulty? And why am I meeting such issues? Let me tell you the reason why. That's because right now you are under the wrath of God.
你看第十八节。
Look at verse 18.
他说原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一些人身上。
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against some people.
什么人呢？就是不虔不义的人。
what kind of people? It is the ungodly and unrighteous people.
谁是不虔不义的人呢?
Who are the ungodly and unrighteous?
19节就是那些人, 那些神的事情已经显明在人身上, 但是他们又拒绝神, 就是这些人。
And verse 19 tells us, for what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them, but yet they still reject God. It is such people that this verse is referring to.
所以神的愤怒显在什么人身上呢?那些抵挡真理,抵挡福音的人身上。
So God's wrath is revealed against who? Against those who suppress the truth and reject the gospel.
而且这些人是谁呢? 这些人是所有的人,包括犹太人, 也包括外邦人。
But who are these people? These people means everyone, including both Jews and Gentiles.
所以罗马书第二章第三章就在讲，犹太人跟外邦人一样，他们都抵挡神。
Therefore, Romans 2 and 3 shows us that Jews and Gentiles are alike, they all suppress or reject God.
但是那个好消息什么呢？好消息就在第三章第21节。
And so, what is the good news? That is found in chapter 3, verse 21.
神的义在这个律法以外已经显出来呢，就是神的义，22节，神的义就是因信耶稣加给一切相信的人，没有分别，不管，因为世界上所有的人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
And verse 21, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So Romans 1 already shows us the main theme.
是神的福音要彰显出来。第二、第三章讲所有的人都犯了罪，所有的人都需要救恩。第三章告诉我们，那个义，神的福音就是在神的律法以外彰显出来，一切相信的人就可以得到。
And the main theme is God's righteousness and gospel will save everyone who believes. Then chapter 2 and 3 shows us all have sinned. And in chapter 3, the good news is there is no distinction now because the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law so that those who believe will be saved.
只要你相信,只要你依靠,只要你投靠神的救恩,投靠神的儿子所预备给你的救恩,你就可以得救,不是靠行为,而是靠信心,信靠神。
As long as you believe and you rely on God, you depend on Him, and not according to your own works, but you rely and depend upon Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and then you will be saved.
所以这个就是好消息。
And that's the good news.
好消息就是你可以依靠神，靠耶稣基督，你就可以得救。
And the good news is you can rely on God, you can depend on Jesus Christ to be saved.
怎么可能有这样的事情呢？
How can this be possible?
所以第四节第四章呢，他就用以亚伯拉罕作为例子。
So chapter 4, he uses Abraham as an example.
亚伯拉罕是信神称他为义，不是靠亚伯拉罕，不是靠行为称义。
Abraham was justified because he had faith in God.
真的有这件事情吗? 你看亚当他又举另外一个例子。
And Abraham was not justified by his works. And we might ask, is there such a thing? So he tells us about Adam, which is another example.
所以第四章他用亚伯拉罕作为例子，第五章他用亚当作为例子。
So chapter 4, he uses Abraham as example and Adam as example in chapter 5.
罪因为一个人亚当进入世界，所以但是现在整个世界要得救的是靠一个人，就是末后的亚当，就是主耶稣基督。
Sin entered the world through one man, which is Adam. But now, the whole world will be saved through one man, which is Jesus Christ.
所以那个罗马书很简单，就是这样。
And this is more or less what Romans is about. It is pretty simple.
但是呢，有些人还是不明白。
But some people still do not understand.
所以第六章、第七章就是 question and answer, 就是问与答。
And chapter 6 and 7, Paul now deals with it with a Q&A.
因为第六章第一节说,真的吗? 有这样的事情吗? 我们可以仍然在罪中叫恩典显多吗?
Chapter 6 verse 1, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound?
断乎不可,第二节。
Verse two, by no means.
他是解释为什么我们不可以继续在最终教恩典前说。
And he continues to tell us why we cannot remain in sin so that grace might abound.
如果是这样的话，我们在恩典之下，我们就可以犯罪吗？第十五节。
And verse 15, what then? Are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace?
他答案仍旧断之不可。保罗又给他的答案。
And he answers again, by no means.
那么第七章第七节说，这样的话，律法是罪吗？他说，当然不是。
And chapter 7, verse 7, what then shall we say that the law is sin? By no means.
所以你看到吗？这里是他有一个问你答问你答这样的回答。
So can you see Paul now is dealing with the Q&A from this few chapters.
来到了第八节，他说，我们这些人呢，在基督耶稣里面的人呢，就不被定罪。
And as he comes to chapter 8, he now tells us there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
但是有些人说，你看啊，我还是在跟罪不断的在挣扎。
And some people will say, but look at me, I'm still struggling with sin.
所以在这边第八章就出现了三个叹息。
So in chapter 8, there are three groanings.
所以第三个叹息就在第八章里面。第一，他说万物都在叹息。第八章第二十二节。
And the first groaning is 8:22, that the whole creation has been groaning together.
那二十三节说，不但是万物都叹息，我们这些基督徒有初借圣灵果子的也在叹息。
Verse 23, not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly.
为什么基督徒在叹息呢？
Why are Christians groaning?
因为他叹息，盼望自己的身体得赎。
And we are groaning because we are waiting eagerly for the redemption of our bodies.
啊，如果我们在等候我们身体得赎，这样请问我们已经得救了没有？
And as we await the redemption of our bodies, the question is, are we already saved?
所以这边就出现了，这个是得救，但是还没有得救。
And so we see this yes, we are saved, but not fully.
我们已经得救了，但是整个救恩还没有完成。
Yes, we are indeed already saved, but the entire plan of redemption has not been completed yet.
因为我们在什么时候身体得救，就是当我们见主面的时候，身体才会得救。
Because our bodies have yet to be redeemed until we see the Lord face to face.
所以在现在呢，我们还在过一个成圣的生活。
So now we are still living a life of sanctification.
所以我们现在还在跟罪挣扎。
And therefore we continue to struggle with sin right now.
所以保罗说，我真是苦啊。
Therefore Paul says, how wretched am I?
所以他不断的在这跟罪挣扎，他要得胜。
And he struggles with sin and he wants to overcome.
所以我们看到万物在叹息，信徒也在叹息，但是最后我们看到圣灵也在叹息。
So we see that the whole creation has been groaning together and Christians also groan inwardly and lastly we see that the Holy Spirit also groans.
因为圣灵的叹息是在为我们祷告，使到我们能够过一个成圣的生活。
Because the Holy Spirit is groaning as He intercedes for us that we might live a life that is sanctified.
所以我们来到最重要的一段经文，就是罗马书第八章第二十八节。
And we come to the most important verse, which is Romans 8:28.
这个就是我们在我们碰到苦难的时候，我们碰到困难的时候最喜爱的经文。
And this verse we really love, especially when we meet with difficulties.
他说我们晓得万事互相效力叫爱神的人得益处，就是按照他旨意被召的人，这些就是他所预先知道的，他就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使我们在叫使他的儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And we know that for those who love God all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose, for those whom he foreknew he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
是的，我们碰到许多的困难。
Yes, we face many difficulties.
但是你要知道神允许我们遇到困难，为什么呢？因为他晓得万事互相效力叫爱神的人得益处。
But we know that God is the one who is in control because he works all things together for good of those who love him.
意思说那些我们在叹息的人，我们现在碰到许多问题，在征战当中，这个征战，这个叹息，这个痛苦，对你有好处。
In other words, for those who are groaning right now because you are facing multiple difficulties, you want to know that this difficulty right now is actually good for you.
因为凡事万事互相效力。
Because all things work together for good.
但是你不要担心。
But do not worry.
因为这段圣经里面给我们一个很荣耀的真理。
Because this passage gives us a glorious truth.
因为他在第二十九节，接下来他说第三十节说，他预先所知道的人，他就招他们来，所招的来，他们就称他为义，所称义的，他必然叫他得荣耀。
Verse 30, those whom he predestined, he also called. Those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified.
什么意思呢？就说不管你怎么样征战，你只要安心去打这场战，因为主必然得胜，必然使你得胜。
This means no matter how much you are struggling, all you need to do is to focus and continue this battle. In the end, God will cause you to be victorious.
因为你是神所选召的，他既然选召你，他必然使你成圣，必然使你成义，必然使你成圣，也必然使你得到荣耀。
Because you are the one whom God has called.And he will justify you and he will glorify you.
所以在三十一节后，既然是这样呢，神如果帮助我们，谁能够抵挡我们呢？
That's why he continues in verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神把他的儿子给我们，谁能够控告我们呢？
He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all.And who can then bring any charge against us?
所以三十七节他说，我们在所有的事情上都已经得胜有余了。
That's why in verse 37 he says that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
所以二十二十八节说，因为这样的话呢，无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的是将来的事是高处低处，不管什么事，都没有人使我们能够使我们跟神的爱隔绝。
That's why verse 38.Paul says, I'm sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God.
在这个时候呢，我们知道保罗说，我们一定能得到荣耀，一定得胜。
And so we realize Paul is saying that we will be glorified and we will be victorious.
因为神拣选我们。
Because God chose us.
但是他在想，一定有人反对。
And then Paul thinks someone definitely will object.
以色列人一定会反对。
Especially Israel, they will definitely.
他说：“你看，以色列人被拣选，他们也是被神抛弃了，因为很多人不信。
”And so the reason is because Israel will claim that they were chosen, but yet a lot of people do not believe.
所以第九章、第十章、第十一章就在回答这个问题：到底以色列人将来会怎么样？
Therefore, chapters 9, 10, and 11 answers this question, what shall become of Israel?
神没有丢弃以色列人，将来他们全家要得救。
God did not abandon Israel. In the future, the whole Israel will be saved.
神的拣选，神的旨意必然完成。
God's will definitely come to pass.
所以我们来到十一章三十三节说，深哉神的丰富的智慧 和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的脚踪，他的踪迹是何其难寻。
That's why in chapter 11:33, Paul writes, Oh, the depth and the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways.
所以你看到吗？神的拯救呢，必然成就。
So God's salvation will definitely come to pass.
为什么神的拯救必然成就呢？因为他把他的儿子钉在十字架上，为我们舍弃，这么大的救恩，谁能够拒绝呢？
And God's salvation will definitely come to pass because he sacrificed his own son on the cross for sinners. And such a great salvation, who can reject it?
所有接受的人，主必然肯定我们的救恩，必然有一个伟大的荣耀的结局。
And all those who believe God will save and ensure that there will be a glorious end.
因为他赐给我们新的生命。
Because he gave us new life.
因为他给我们新的希望。
Because he gave us new hope.
将来他必要赐给我们他的国度。
In the future, he will give us his kingdom.
所以让我们回想一下，我们本来是罪人，我们本来是背叛的，我们本来是应该受惩罚的，但是他不但拯救我们，而且使到我们得永生。
So let's recap. We were once sinners. We were deserving of judgment and punishment. But yet God gave us eternal life.
他把他的儿子为我们献上。
And he gave his son for us.
所以他既然做了这么大的事情，他有什么事情能够拒绝？什么时候能够抵挡？什么时候能够阻止他的旨意成就呢？
And if he has achieved such a great work, what else is there to hinder God in bringing his will to pass?
我们不但是有得救，我们不但有永恒的生命，而且呢，他让我们将来与他一同作王。
Not only are we saved and given eternal life in the future, we will reign with Jesus as king.
我们没有，有没有人做过王在这里？
Is there anyone who has reigned as a king before?
你会做过皇帝的经验？
Have you had the experience of being king?
如果有的话，请你跟我分享。
If you do, please share your experience with me.
但是神将来要使我们跟他一起做王，所以这个是何等大的这个恩典。
But God will enable us to reign with Him in the future. How great a grace is this?
这是何等大的荣耀！
How glorious is this?
所以来到这里，他十二章就开始告，像今天，当然那个是将来的事情。今天你应该怎么做呢？所以他保罗在十二章到十六章就告诉我们，现在因着这个救恩，我们应该有怎么样的表现？
And of course, all these are to happen in the future. But what are we to do now? That's why Paul writes chapters 12 to 16 to tell us about our current behavior.
所以这个就是我们在十二章到十六章的如何活今天的这个信仰的生活。
And so, from chapters 12 to 16, we see now how we live out our faith in this life.
所以十二章第一节说，所以弟兄。我们以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，所以这个讲到我们跟神之间的关系。
And chapter 12 verse 1, I appeal to you therefore brothers, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. This is about our relationship with God.
第二节说，不要效法这个世界，讲到我们与世界的关系。
Verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, that's about our relationship with the world.
他不但告诉我们跟与神的关系，与世界的关系，同时呢，他告诉我们与跟自己，跟彼此的关系。
And not only about our relationship with God and the world, but also with ourselves and with one another.
意思说我们有神给我们的恩赐，然后我们要彼此服侍。
And having gifts that God has given to us, we need to serve one another.
不但是这样，他还告诉我们以敌人的关系，他说不要以恶报恶。
And it also tells us our relationship with our enemies, do not repay evil with evil.
因为我们有一个新生的生命，我们是依靠神，我们不是依靠自己。
Because we have a new life and we depend on God, not on ourselves.
十三章的一开始说，讲到我们以这个政府的关系跟国家的关系。
And chapter 13 at the beginning with our relations with the government or the nation.
那么他特别强调什么呢？这边强调说，我们与政府呢是神，我们跟大家一起思想的，我们与基督徒对政治的观念，就是政府的责任呢，就是要能够惩罚罪恶，而且能够奖赏那些做好的人。
And we have considered the relationship between Christians and the state and how Christians ought to view politics because the government is supposed to punish the wrongdoer and reward the people who do good.
而且这是神所定的。
And this is established by God.
所以我们必须要顺服这个每一个国家的人民呢，都必须要顺服他的国家的政府。
That's why the subject of every nation ought to be submissive to the government.
我们不单是要顺服，而且这十三章第四节说，因为他是神的用人，与你们有益，他们作恶就当惧怕，他们不是空空佩剑，他们是神的用人，是要伸冤刑罚那作恶的。
Especially verse 4 that tells us he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is the servant of God.An avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer.
所以呢，不但是我们要顺服，而且我们要还这个，我们要交这个所得税，要来支持他们。
Not only are we to be submissive, but we are to pay our taxes in support of them.
所以我们就来到了第八章第八节，第十三章的第八节。
And now we come to chapter 13, verse 8.
我们要不要欠债，要还钱。
Do not owe anyone anything. We need to fully repay our debts.
我们要交
we need to pay our taxes,
所以不要欠
do not owe.
那么当然来到第八节，他第八节的时候，凡事都不要亏欠，所以他讲到要还，所以他就讲什么都要还。如果你欠人钱，你有欠人情，不管你欠什么，要尽快的去还，这个是圣经的教导。
Owe no one anything, whether you owe a favor or you owe money, you must quickly repay it. This is the Bible teaching.
所以既然这样的话呢，我们来到这边第八节的时候，既然是这样，你应该尽快去还所有的债。但是有一个东西，你怎么样还都还不清。
And you need to quickly repay all your debts, but there is one debt that you cannot fully repay.
意思说，你看第八节，凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为有亏欠。
Owe no one anything except to love one another. In other words, you are always to see yourself as indebted to another in terms of love.
什么意思呢？就是说你所有的债都要还，但是呢，总一个东西呢，我总是要看你的时候呢，总是还是有一些东西没有还你。什么呢？这就是爱，就是不断的去还这个爱，这个爱呢不断的还，但是怎么样还都还不清。
And you need to repay all your debts, but as you look at another person.You want to see him in the perspective that you owe him love and you want to repay him love and this is something that you will keep doing and keep repaying and it will never end.
所以这个爱呢，就是圣经里面告诉我们所有的人应该有的特征，因为耶稣拯救我们之后呢，我们应该，我们的生命的特征是以爱为标准。
And the Bible shows us that love is actually our characteristic.After Jesus saves us, we need to abide in love.
主耶稣在约翰福音十三章三十五节说，你们若彼此相爱，众人就认出你是我的门徒来。
John 13:35, Jesus said, by this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
所以罗马书告诉我们，主已经拯救我们之后呢，我们应该有的表现就是爱，爱要成为我们生命的特征。
So the book of Romans shows us that,After the Lord saved us, we need to love one another because that is a characteristic unique to Christians.
所以爱就是基督徒的特征，这个是我们必须要很清楚的。
And we need to be clear that love is the unique characteristic of Christians.
而且约翰一书三章十四节说，当我们爱的时候，我们就知道自己已经出死入生了。
First John 3:14, we know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers.
所以爱就是我们生命的一个彰显。
And love is actually the manifestation of our life.
不但是这样，主耶稣很清楚地告诉我们，他给我们一个命令，神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子的名，而且呢，这个命令还是给我们一个命令，就是我们要彼此相爱。
And Jesus gives us his commandment that we believe in his name and also love one another just as he has commanded us.
所以这边当我们看到呢，爱，当我们彼此相爱呢，爱就是从神来爱你，如果不爱呢，就是未曾认识神。
Let us love one another, for love is from God, and if you do not love, you do not know God.
所以我们要很清楚，我们弟兄姐妹要知道我们的生命呢，必须要彰显出爱，这个就是罗马书啊告诉我们信了主之后应该有的表现。
And so the book of Romans now tells us how we should manifest our faith in God, which is through love.
什么叫爱？
What is love?
很多人今天讲到爱的时候，就是讲到感情，讲到感觉。
Many people speak of love today as some kind of feeling.
所以很清楚，神要我们爱，但是什么叫爱？
It is clear that God wants us to love, but what is love?
所以我们今天讲到爱，很多时候我们讲到今天世俗的人讲到爱，年轻人讲到爱的时候呢，完全不是圣经里面讲到的爱。
Today, when the secular world or young people speak of love, it is not the love of the Bible.
圣经里面讲到说，我们爱要常以为亏欠，我们要常常去爱，怎么样爱呢？
The Bible says that we are to owe no one anything except to love one another. How do we love?
让我们很快的这个简单的来跟大家讲什么叫做爱。
Let us very simply talk about what is love.
其实爱是什么呢？第一，我告诉你，这边爱就是什么呢？爱就是你教导真理就是爱。
What is love? Firstly, teaching others the truth is love.
今天很多人要你告诉他是爱，他要你疼，要你用感情上面去爱他，但是他没有告诉你真实的这个真理呢，这就不是爱。
And today, people want you to love and wants you to actually do good things to him, but they do not want to teach the truth. That is not love.
今天很多姐妹或者女孩子要人疼爱，但是她不要，她 cannot afford to face the truth. 她不能够面对真理。
Today, many women they want others to love them, but they cannot face the truth.
她要人疼，要人爱，但是呢，她不能够面。我告诉你，真正的爱就是把真理交给她。
And if you cannot face the truth, that is not real love, because real love is to teach the truth.
一个人，如果你知道他要面对这个危险的时候，你不要跟他甜言蜜语，你就立刻把他抓，把他拯救出来，这个叫做爱。
If someone is facing danger, it is not the time for you to give him or her sweet talk, but you need to quickly grab that person and bring him or her out of danger. That is love.
当一个人碰到危险，比如说一个人要遇见车祸，那个汽车要撞到他的时候，你不会跟他很甜言蜜语的说 bye bye， 因为他就要被撞了。
Just like someone who is just about to be run down by a truck, you will not give this person sweet talk.
当一个人不小心要喝到一杯有毒的这个物，你立刻就把他这个毒品抢过来，打翻他的杯，你不会跟他甜言蜜语。
If someone is about to drink something poisonous, you will want to quickly snatch that glass out of the person's hand and not give him sweet talk.
你要把真实告诉你这个杯里面有毒，不可以喝，这个才是真理。
And you must tell the person the truth that there is poison in the glass. Do not drink it.
但是我们在基督徒的眼光来看，真正爱一个人就是把这个真理传给他，因为真理可以使他能得救。
And from a Christian perspective, we need to teach the person biblical truth, because only biblical truth can save this person.
保罗告诉我们讲到，在保罗告诉提摩太，他说你们从小告诉提摩太，他从小明白圣经，因为圣经呢使他能有得救之志。如果你真的爱一个人呢，你把圣经交给他，使他能够得救。
And Paul tells Timothy that from childhood he has been acquainted with the sacred writings, which is referring to the Bible, and that is able to make you wise for salvation. So if you truly love someone, you will teach him what the Bible says so that he might be saved.
一个人怎么样得救呢？
How can a person be saved?
彼得在彼得前书一章二十一节说，你们蒙重生呢，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神长存的道。
1 Peter 1:23 says, you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God.
什么意思呢？就是说一个人得救是因为神的道。
In other words, a person can be saved only because of the word of God.
所以当我们要一个人得救，你就把神的道传给他，这个才是真正的爱。
If you want a person to be saved, then you teach him the Bible and the word of God. That is true love.
所以真正的爱是什么呢？把真理交给他，这个是我们一定要跟你讲清楚的。
So what is real love is to teach others biblical truth.
第二呢，真正爱一个人呢，你必须要帮助他的需要，满足他的需要。
And secondly, true love is to minister to the needs of one another.
所以当你看到弟兄姐妹有需要，你应该尽量去帮助他，这个就是爱的表现。爱是必须要有行动的。
When you see others in need, brothers and sisters in need, you must help the person, because love comes with action.
雅各说，当你看到一个人有需要的时候，你不要告诉他我为你祷告，你平平安安去了，有什么益处呢？
And the book of James tells us, if a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and you say to him, go in peace, be warmed and be filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that?
所以一个爱呢，必须要有真实的表现去帮助他。
So true love comes with action to help others.
第三呢，爱是什么呢？爱必须要帮助别人在灵性上面成长。
And thirdly, love is also to help others to grow spiritually.
所以你要帮助怎么样帮助一个人成长，这个才是真正爱一个人的表现。
And if you want to show that you love that person, you want to help him grow spiritually.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们教会里面有很多年轻的，父母。
Brothers and sisters, in our church, there are many young parents.
作为父母呢，你要爱你的孩子，其中一个很重要的东西就是做他们的榜样。
And as parents, you need to love your children. And one very important thing to do is to be their example.
不要告诉他说，你要听我讲，但是你不要听学我所做的。
Do not let your children see that you want them to listen to what you say, but not follow what you do.
你要做他的榜样，你要他们做什么，你就做给他们看，让他们来跟你。
You need to be their example, and whatever you want them to do, you must show it to them so that they can follow your example.
很多今天基督教常常，今天的教会常常讲说，你不要学我的样式，只是要听我的教导，但是不要学我。
And many people in church today actually say something like this, do not do what I do, but do what I say.
你这样的话，其实在训练起来一个假冒伪善的人，孩子的眼睛是雪亮的，他一看就知道你是一个假冒伪善的人。
Because by so doing, you are actually training hypocrites. And the children know that you are a hypocrite.
很多时候我们以为我们很属灵，说不要看人，只要看神。
Sometimes we think that we are being very spiritual when we say, don't look at man, but look at God.
但是保罗怎么说呢？
But what did Paul say?
保罗在哥林多前书十一章一节说，效法我好像我效法基督一样。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:1, be imitators of me as I am of Christ.
请问哪一个容易，你说不要跟我，你跟神，还是你跟我像我怎样效法基督，你就像我效法基督一模一样？
May I ask which is easier, to tell somebody don't look at me, look at Christ, or is it easier to say look at me and follow me as I follow Christ?
所以你看到吗，这个更加难的就是我要做一个好榜样，让我的孩子能够跟着我来效法神。
Actually, it is much more difficult to ask my children to look at me as the example as I follow Christ. They should follow Christ in the same way.
圣经里面很清楚，要我们做众人的榜样。
The Bible is very clear that we are to be examples to all.
所以保罗这句话说，效法我，好像我效法耶稣基督，这个就是让我们每一个人都学的。
And when Paul says, be imitators of me as I am of Christ, it is for all of us to learn.
所以我们每一个人都要成为众人的榜样，特别是父母亲，你要成为你的孩子的榜样，你要做给他看，原来是这样的。
And we need to be examples to all to follow, especially parents need to be examples to their children.
你说要有信心。
You say you must have faith.
怎么有信心看不见？
How to have faith when you cannot see it?
所以你做父母的，你要给孩子看什么叫做有信心。
So as parents, you need to show to your children what is faith.
如果你讲一套做一套呢，我告诉你，这个孩子长大之后，他就恨基督教，他就恨教会，他就恨我们的神，因为他说这一套都是假的。
If you say one thing but do another, the child will grow up in the future to hate Christianity, to hate the church, and to hate God because he has concluded that all these are fake.
我们很多人都是第一代信徒。
Many of us are first generation believers.
我们为第一代信徒觉得，哎呀，我们是第一代信徒，我们没有那个恩典，有这个传统的恩典。但是同时候呢，我们发现呢，第一代的信徒没有这个问题，第二代的信徒所碰到的试探是我们第一代没有看见的。
And sometimes as first generation believers, we might lament and say that, oh, we lack that spiritual heritage that is passed down from our forefathers. But yet, at the same time, first generation believers do not face the kind of temptation that second generation believers do.
所以我劝弟兄姐妹，在我们教会里面，你是第一。你的孩子是第二代的信徒，你一定要做好榜样给他跟。
So I want to encourage brothers and sisters who are first generation believers. If you have children, they are considered second generation. You need to be a good example for them to follow.
把这节圣经抄下来。
And you need to take down this verse.
哥林多前书十一章十一节，你们效法我，像我效法基督一样。
First Corinthians 11:1, be imitators of me as I am of Christ.
所以你让你的孩子说，你跟随我，我怎么样做你就怎么样做。你有没有这个把握？你有把握，我为你祷告。
And you need to tell your children, follow me in the way that I do. Do you have such a confidence? I want to pray for you.
因为这就是我们应该成为帮助我们爱孩子的一个很重要的表现。
And this is a very important area that we need to show our children as we love them.
现在你有孩子，你很爱他们，你就有这个责任把你的生命整理好，做好他，成为他们的榜样。这个就是爱他们的表现。
And you have children, you love your children, so you need to make the effort to shape up your life so that you can be a good example for them, and that's how you manifest your love to them.
所以这个你要爱一个人，你就是帮助他成长，其中一个方法就是做他们的榜样。
And if you love someone, you want to help him grow, and one way is to be a good example.
怎么样？什么是爱呢？爱就是把真理交给他，就是爱。
So what is love? Is to teach others the truth.
爱就是他有需要的时候去帮助他，这个就是爱。
And if he has need, you must minister to his need.
爱是帮助他成长，这个就是爱。
And love is to help others to grow.
还有一样，爱是什么呢？爱就是要遮掩一切的罪过。
And one more is that you are to cover the sins of others. That is love.
你知道我们亚洲人最厉害一件事是什么吗？
Do you know what Asians are best in doing?
当一个人犯错的时候呢，你就赶快告诉他，我一件事情告诉你，你不要告诉别人。
And if somebody does something wrong and very quickly, you will tell him, I have something to tell you, but don't tell anyone else.
每一个人都去告诉你，我告诉你一件事情，你不要告诉别人。
And everybody says to everybody else, I will tell you something, but don't tell anyone.
你就是把别人的问题告诉另外一个人。
And you are actually telling somebody else another person's fault.
特别是当一些人犯罪的时候呢，你很快的把他的罪张扬出去。
Especially when someone commits a sin, very quickly you will broadcast his sin.
我告诉你，这不叫做爱。
This is not love.
真正的爱是马上去告诉他说，你不要做这件事情，你不要犯这个罪，你赶快悔改。如果他悔改，整件事情就被遮盖。
The real love is to quickly go to the sinner and tell him, stop doing this thing, stop committing this sin. And if he repents, then the entire sin will be covered immediately.
彼得前书四章八节说，你们要彼此相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
1 Peter 4:8, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins.
所以不是要去张扬，不是要去打广告，是要尽量的帮助他，使他过一个成圣、一个荣耀神的生活。你如果不爱他，也要爱神。
Do not broadcast or advertise somebody else's sin because you want to help that person to have to live a sanctified life.
如果你不爱他，你要爱神。
If you do not love him, at least you need to love God.
所以你爱神，你更要爱他。
But if you love God, all the more you must love him.
所以你不是要把他张扬，而是要把他遮盖，要他改过，要他悔改。
So it's not to expose or to broadcast, but to cover the sin and to help this person to repent.
另外一个呢，爱是什么呢？爱是要赦免，要少饶恕。
And one more aspect is that to forgive is love.
当你知道吗？很多时候，一个人犯错，如果你爱一个人，当你知道你的爱人犯错，当你知道你的孩子犯错的时候，很多时候呢，你不要把它重提出来，不断的常常提出来，为什么呢？因为你要爱他。
And if somebody whom you love has committed a wrong, or your child has committed a wrong, you do not want to bring up that same thing over and over again, because if you love the person, you must forgive.
你要盖过去，你要看，把它好当做看，就是说你要改，把它改变的时候呢，不要再常常提起来。
And after you forgive, you must overlook and stop bringing up the past.
我们常常讲一件事情，我们常常以前我们讲过，饶恕呢很难饶恕，因为你常常你不能够忘记。
And we often talk about this, and we've said this in the past. People always say you need to forgive and forget, and because you cannot forget, that's why you cannot forgive.
所以我们常常发现一些问题，我们很难饶恕，因为我不能够在我们的这个头脑里面按一个箭头说 delete 把它删除。
And we find that there is difficulty in forgiving because we cannot press delete in our brains.
但是呢，我们要知道一件事情，神享受着我们饶恕一个人的时候，我们是不这样提起，不是 delete， 不是神不可能 delete 的，因为神是全知的，你的所有的 record， 你所有的资料，神都知道，神不会不知道，他如果可以不知道，他就不是神。
But you want to know that when God forgives, there is no delete button for God. He is omniscient. He knows everything, and he has the entire record of all your doings. There is no way God will forget all these things because if He can forget, He is not God. But yet He forgives.
这样，饶恕是什么意思呢？就是他不要提起来。
So forgive means that he does not bring it up again.
所以当你想起这件事情的时候呢，你要告诉自己 stop， 不要再想起，不要再重复，不要再让它再讲出来。所以阻止不是说你不知道，不是说你会忘记，你不会忘记的。特别人伤害你最深的时候，你不可能忘记。只是但是你要做一件事情，就是不要让不要再提起来，不要再重复的去思想这个问题。
And if you find yourself thinking of the old wrongs done to you, then you need to tell yourself to stop. Because if you are truly going to forgive, then you need to not bring it up. It is not possible to forget because especially when the hurt is deep, then all the more you will not forget. But you need to tell yourself to stop, not think about the past, not bring it up again, so that you can forgive.
还有一件事情就是，如果你要爱，你要包容。
And one more thing is that real love is enduring.
你必须要包容。
And you need to endure.
要忍耐。
Endure others' wrong doing.
所以你会发现一件事情，当你真的爱一个人，你不要提起旧事情，甚至呢，你要忍耐他的软弱。
So not only are you to stop bringing up the past.You must also endure with the person's weakness.
最后一个
Last one.
爱人是什么呢？爱一个人你必须要牺牲。
Real love is to be willing to sacrifice for the other.
所以你要爱一个人你必须要愿意为他牺牲。
You must be willing to make sacrifices.
你懂得为他牺牲，你不懂得什么叫爱。
If you do not know how to sacrifice, then you do not know how to love.
如果你懂得什么叫做牺牲的时候呢，你才是真正懂得叫爱。
If you know how to sacrifice, that's when you are learning how to love.
我们基督徒知道爱，为什么呢？因为我们知道神为我们死，牺牲他的儿子，这个就是爱。
Christians know what is love because we see that God sacrificed His Son for us.
所以你看到吗？什么叫做爱？爱就是愿意牺牲，愿意包容，愿意饶恕，愿意遮盖，愿意帮助他，愿意把真理交给他。
So love is to be willing to sacrifice and willing to endure, willing to forgive, willing to cover the sins and willing to help others to grow and willing to help to minister to others' needs and to be teaching others the truth.
这个就是爱。
That is love.
所以当我们回到我们的今天的经文罗马书十三章第八节说凡事不以为不要亏欠人但是唯有彼此相爱常以为有亏欠
So coming back to Romans 13:8 owe no one anything except to love each other for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law
所以今天呢我们第一个是讲到什么呢爱就是要有一个真正的态度就是爱的态度是什么常以为有亏欠我常常觉得我少了一样东西赶快去做赶快去做把那个爱表现出来
So this is the attitude of love that we are to always see ourselves as indebted to others in love so that we will quickly want to love and quickly want to love
第二呢我们讲到爱的这个对象是谁
Secondly, we are going to talk about the object of love.
如果你觉得爱很辛苦，其实这第二个更辛苦。
If you find that loving is difficult, the next one is even more difficult.
解经家在解释这段圣经的，有人说这个爱是指弟兄姐妹的爱，是教会里面的爱，是信徒的爱。
Some people in explaining this passage say that this love is talking about believers with one another and within the church.
但是有极大可能这段爱呢，应该是指对众人的爱，不只是对基督徒的爱。
But it is Of great possibility, this passage is referring to loving everyone, not just Christians. Because if this passage is only about Christian love,
那么我们只能够这样讲说, 凡事不可亏欠基督徒,唯有相爱,以常为亏欠,
then it will be all, no one, anything except to love Christians.
这个好像不对嘛, 这个意思说我欠别人钱可以不还,
and it seems like if I owe somebody else money, I can don't pay him, except if I owe Christian money, I must pay the Christian.
那么第九节他讲得更清楚,他说不可奸淫,不可杀人,不可偷盗,这是讲到要爱人如己嘛。
And verse 9 is even clearer, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, etc. This is about loving your neighbor as yourself.
所以这个不可能只是说只有基督徒才这样对外人就可以犯奸淫,就可以杀他,就可以偷他的东西,就可以贪的,不是,这边是讲一般性的问题。
So this cannot be referring just to Christians, as in you do not commit adultery and not murder Christians, but with an unbeliever you can commit adultery and you can kill him and you shall steal his things. No way.
所以这个应该是讲基督徒应该有的生命的表现。
So this is about Christians' life, manifestation in their life.
特别是在如果你看罗马书第十二章,我们已经讲过了,十九节说,十八节, 17节说不要以恶报恶,总要以众人以为美的事要去做,而且不要伸冤,如果仇敌,如果饿了就给他吃,渴了就给他喝。
And especially we have gone through chapter 12 verse 17, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. And if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink.
所以现在应该是只重讲到我们基督徒应该有的表现,就是应该不论是基督徒也好,非基督徒,我们都必须要有充满爱心去帮助他。So
this passage must be about Christians having this attitude of love towards everyone, be it Christians or unbelievers.
你或许会讲说,我们没有办法这样去爱。
And you might say that there's no way we can love like that.
当然, 我们再想一遍,如果靠自己,
of course, we want to say this again, if you depend on your own strength, you will definitely fail.
如果我们是靠我们的本来的样子,我们的本性,也是做不到。
If we depend on our own nature, there's no way we can do that.
如果你觉得自己不够好,
if you think that you're not good enough,
我感谢主,
I thank God.
因为你记得吗? 主耶稣在登山宝训说一句话。
Because remember what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount?
他说什么呢? Poor in the, blessed is the poor in spirit.
He said, blessed are the poor in spirit.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
邻里贫穷的人有福了。
Those who are spiritually, those who are poor in spirit, and or you think that
bankrupt in spirit.
You are spiritually bankrupt, then you are blessed.
什么意思呢? 当你认为自己真的不行的时候,我感谢主,你这个时候呢,求告主,你就能够得救。
And I thank God when you think that you cannot do it. That's because at this moment when you think you cannot do it, that's when you need to pray and ask God to help you and you will be saved.
如果你的头脑告诉你,我不行,我不行,我不行,你说感谢主,靠主就行。
If you keep telling yourself, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, then you should thank God and you should say, with God's strength, I can do it.
如果你说,我不配,我不可以,我应该下地狱,说感谢主,我本来是应该下地狱的,因为做耶稣基督我们才能够得救,所以那个救恩是属于神的,所以我才能够专注在耶稣身上,而不是注意在我身上。
And if you say, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy, I need to go to hell, then I thank God because we are originally bound for hell.
如果你告诉我,你不配,你应该下地狱,我说我更不配,我更应该下地狱,我比你先讲。
And if you say, I'm not worthy, I'm going to hell, then I'll tell you, I am even more unworthy, I will go to hell before you.
保罗可以跟你肯定,保罗说,我是罪人中的罪首,我先比你们更快下地狱。
And Paul himself says that I am a chief of sinners, I will go to hell before you.
这个才是一个真正信徒应该有的表现。
And this is the real manifestation of a believer.
一个真正的信徒把专心集中在耶稣身上,而不是集中在我们身上。我们真的不配,我们本来就是应该罪人,本来就应该死。 我们能够有今天是因为耶稣基督，所以我们为他来感恩。
Because a real Christian will focus on Jesus and he will fix his eyes on Jesus, he will know that we are not worthy and that's why we depend on Jesus.
所以我们要爱，我们不能够爱，但是圣经说我爱，因为他先爱我。
So when we find that we ought to love but we fail, and that's because the Bible says it is God that loves us first.
We love because he loves us.因为我们能够爱是因为他爱，所以我们有一个爱的泉源，我们回到主你那里去的时候才能够这样去爱。
And we can only love because God loves us first and he is the source of love. We need to return to him before we can love others.
让我告诉你一件事情。
Let me tell you one thing.
我们在一起讲到神的爱的时候呢，其实我们每一个人没有人能够做得到。
When we talk about the love of God, no one here is able to do the same.
但是是不是因为我们做不到，是说我们不要这样去做？
But is it true that since we cannot do it, then let's forget it?
不是的，这是神的命令，所以我们做不到，我们要更努力去做，而且要彼此鼓励，彼此的劝勉，去大道。
Of course not, because this is God's command, and we need to encourage one another.To do it.
所以教会是做什么用的，你知道吗？
So what is the purpose of the church?
教会就是来的时候，是的，教会的主是耶稣基督。
Yes, the Lord of the church is Jesus Christ.
当他要我们在一起的时候，我们就要顺服耶稣基督的命令。
He wants us together, and therefore we obey his command.
所以我们要鼓励彼此去顺服主的命令。
And we need to encourage one another to obey God's command.
我们要彼此守望。Hold each other accountable, 让我们一起来做这件事情。
And we need to hold each other accountable and do this thing together.
所以当我们在一起的时候，首先我们要彼此相爱，然后我们要爱我们周围的不信徒不信主的朋友们，我们要学习怎么样彰显，这个才是真正的态度。
So when we come together, firstly we ought to love one another, and then we also need to love unbelievers that are around us.And we learn how to manifest love together.
那么最后一个呢，很快的，我们就觉得这个大家都很清楚的，爱的功用。
And lastly, the function of love.
让我再说一次，我们来看回去十三章第八节，他说：“凡事不可亏欠，唯有彼此相爱，常以为有亏欠，因为爱人就是完全的律法。”
Romans 13:8. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law.
Fulfill 完全的意思是什么呢？就是被圣灵充满是同一个字，在希腊文里面，它的意思是说实现律法。因为律法的意思就是要第律法最律法的总结是什么呢？要爱神，而且要爱人。
Because the summary of the law is to love God and to love your neighbor as yourself.So this Greek word fulfill is the same Greek word translated filled with the Holy Spirit, the word filled.
所以他说你要爱人如己，就是当你去做出来，你把爱充满你的时候呢，你就能够完全律法。
So when you go and love another, you are fulfilling the law.
那律法的功用是什么？律法的总结是什么呢？它律法就是要让我们学习爱神，我们要学习爱人。
And the function of the law or the end of the law is that we need to learn to love God and to love others.
我们当中有很多年轻的父母亲。
In our midst are many young parents.
你常常给你的孩子不要这个不要那个，不要玩火，不要拿刀，不要这个不要那个，为什么你给他孩子这么多不要不要不要很多条例？你给他的这些的条例都是什么？
And often you give your children a lot of rules of not to do this, not to do that, do not play with fire, do not touch the knife.Why do you give your children so many rules?
为什么你给他们这么多律法？
Why do you give them so much law?
因为爱。
Because of love.
因为如果你不给他，他会伤害自己，要不然他就伤害到别人。
Because if you do not give all these instructions or rules, he will hurt himself or hurt others.
所以他说不要贪，不要奸淫，不要杀人，不可偷盗，这些什么呢？要不是你伤害自己，要不就是伤害别人。
That's why it says here, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. In all these things,Because if you do them, you will either hurt yourself or hurt others.
第十节说，爱不是加害于人，所以爱就是完全律法。
Verse 10, love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law.
所以主耶稣说，我来是要完全律法，弟兄姐妹，我们不是要得律法、行律法称义。 但是我们是要完成律法的精义，意思说要完成神的旨意。
Jesus said, I came to fulfill the law. Brothers and sisters, we are not here to obey the letter of the law, but we need to fulfill the spirit of the law.
所以当我们知道一件事情，我们爱是因为他先爱我们。
So we need to remember that we love because God first loved us.
神本性就是爱，我们必须要彰显这个爱的本性。
God's nature is love, and we need to manifest this nature of love.
当然，我们的本性，我们本来是一个罪人，我们彰显不出这个样的这个罪，这个爱。
Of course, we are by nature sinners, and there's no way we can manifest this love.
但是，如果耶稣基督成为你的救主，他改变你的生命，你的生命就应该充满爱。
But if the Lord Jesus has become your savior, he has changed your love and your life, and therefore your life should be full of love.
当神改变你，当你信主之后，神把你放在教会，就是让我们彼此的劝勉，彼此的这个守望，让我们去更好的表现这个爱。
And after you are saved, God placed you in the church so that we can encourage one another and hold one another accountable to love one another.
所以我们在一起的时候，要学习，要成为爱的一个象征，爱的一个表现。
So when we come together, we want to learn together to manifest love and to show others love.
主耶稣说，当你们彼此相爱，众人就认出你是我们的门，是我的门徒。
Jesus says, by this, people will know you are my disciples when you love one another.
让我们学习彼此相爱。
Let us learn to love one another.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word that tells us we need to love, not just love our own people, not just love people who are close to us, but we need to love everyone, including our enemies, so that we can show others the gospel. Lord, we know that we are weak and we cannot do this by our own strength. And we ask that may you help us to do this, and indeed, in so doing, truly let the gospel be shown through our lives. In Jesus' name, Amen.